Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, thinking dollar bills. Stomach feel from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heel. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say be slaves to the money, I guess be back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me freedom.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't about to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than beat up in hell. Well, well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my hearing and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we threw it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom. So my mind can see, please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio Live here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that address is www.christiantalkradio.website for you to access all the Bible studies on demand. It is so really important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved. Not unto man, my brothers and my sisters, but unto Father God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. So we know the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. That's why it's up to me, my brothers and my sisters, to rightly divide it for you. I said that's why I try to rightly divide the Word for you. That comes to you on a daily basis, every night, to rightly divide the Word. It's so very important also, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word daily. See, it's just like eating. You eat daily, right? You eat three times a day. You eat three times a day, am I right? So if you eat three times a day, then you should be staying in the Word of God at least three times a day. Matter of fact, not only do you need to study the Word of God three times a day, you need to pray also. To pray three times a day. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So therefore, you need to pray three times a day, and you also need to read and study the Word of God, three times a day. See, we want to eat and we want to get filled with natural food. Yeah. But you don't want the food, the spiritual food is the Word of God, the meat of the Word, not the milk, because milk is for babies, the Bible says. Meat of the Word is for grown folk, the mature. That's what the Bible says. So you can be in the Word, but you don't know the Word of God. See, it's a difference between being in the Word and knowing the Word. See, but see, you can be fooled by people that don't know the Word because you don't know it. They're in the Word, but they don't know the Word. So they tell you what they think they know, and then you run off and think you know, but you don't really know because you, somebody that was not staying in the Word told you about what they thought was in the Word. That's why you need to study the Word for yourself. I said that's why you need to study the Word of God for yourself. I'm not going to hold you long today, but I want to talk to you about Genesis and Noah. And I'm going to start at Genesis 9. And God blessed Noah and his son and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. But if you read the story of Noah, not what the movie was talking about a year ago, not that, because that wasn't the true story of Noah as told by the Word of God. I'm talking about the truth of the story of Noah. In Genesis 8, and I'm going back one chapter, Genesis 8 said, and God remembered Noah. This is how it all started. This is how he chose Noah. It said, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated or rescinded. So the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the 10th month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, a bird, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. So, Noah sent the dove out to see if she would rest. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot because there was still water out there. So she returned to him and to the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took the dove in, and pulled her into him back into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth, that the waters had receded. So he stayed yet another 7 days, and he sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. So when he sent the dove a second time, the dove came back with an olive leaf that she had plucked off of a branch. So Noah knew that the waters had receded from off the earth. But he still stayed another 7 days in the ark. And he sent forth the dove again, which returned not. It did not return to him that time. The Bible says the dove returned not anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, and the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark. And he looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, the earth, the Bible said, the earth was dried. So the earth had dried, all the water had rescinded. And God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you right now, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar to the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. Father God says, I will never again kill any more everything living as I have done. Because man's imagination, his heart, is evil from his youth. While the earth remaineth, Father God says, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not seed. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moves upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. And to your hand will they be delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh, the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you be ye fruitful and multiply again, Father God says, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I behold, and I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Every living creature that is with you, of the fowl and the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, for all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all be flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Meaning this covenant that he made with Noah, that he would never destroy the earth with the waters of a flood. This covenant that he made with Noah, he says, it's between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations, meaning generations after generations after generations, that this covenant will be established and kept. And then Father God says, I do set my bow, rainbow, in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow, the Bible calls it the bow, shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember, Father God says, my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. So Father God's covenant with us and with every living creature is that he will never, ever destroy the earth again with waters, with flood waters. That's his covenant. And so every time you see a rainbow in the sky, you remember the covenant that Father God made with us. And the bow, the rainbow, shall be in the clouds, and I will look upon it, Father God said, that I may remember the everlasting covenants between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh, and the sons of Noah that went forth out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them, the Bible says, was the whole earth populated. And Noah began to be an husbandman. And he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, Ham was the baby boy of the three. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. And he told his two brethren about it. He told his two brothers, Shem and Japheth, about his father's nakedness. Because Noah was drunk, was wine, the Bible says, and he laid out naked. And Ham, the baby boy, saw his father naked. And he went and told his two brothers, Shem and Japheth, about nakedness. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards. See, Shem and Japheth never did see their father Noah naked because they took the garment and walked backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards, and they never saw their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine or his drunkenness. He was drunk, the Bible says, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. He knew that Ham had saw him naked and laid out drunk. The Bible says he was drunk. It says in verse 21, and he drunk of the wine, and he was drunken, and he was naked, uncovered within his tent. So Ham saw his father naked, and he knew, Noah knew that Ham saw him naked. And he said, cursed be Canaan. And you know, Ham is the father of Canaan. The Bible tells you he is. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brothers. So Noah put the curse on Ham. The Bible says Ham, the father of Canaan, it tells you that. In verse 18 of Genesis 9, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham, it specifies, is the father of Canaan. That's what it says in Genesis 9 and 18. Genesis 9 and 25 is when his father Noah cursed Ham. He said, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brothers. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem. So he blessed Shem. And then he says, and Canaan, which is Ham, shall be his servant. Not only does it specify Canaan as Ham, but his descendants are Canaan. Noah says, and Canaan shall be his servant. Then he says, God shall enlarge, he blesses Japheth. He says, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. He said, Japheth shall dwell in the tents of Shem, because Noah blessed Japheth to be enlarged. And he says, he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. So, the father, Noah, cursed his baby boy, Ham, which is Canaan. and said that his descendants will be the servants of Shem and will be the servants of Japheth. So that curse was put on Ham and Canaan, his descendants, in Genesis 9, 25 and 26. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah, Noah lived 950 years, and he died. So the curse was put on Ham and Ham's descendants that Canaan would be servants to Shem and to Japheth. See, the curse was spoken by the father, Noah, on his baby boy, Ham. And I read to you what the curse was. Anyway, study to show yourself approved unto Father God. And what we need not to be ashamed, but when you rightly divide the word of truth. This Bible study has been a blessing to you. Please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your blog. We're going to be back. I'll be back with you on Monday. I usually don't do Bible studies on Fridays. I might be back on Friday. We'll see. Anyway, you all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the week. I'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.